Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
This Snap Review is for Chupacabra, Survive the Night, published by Steve Jackson Games, designed by David Blanchard, Brian Frodema, and John Jacobson. The packaging says it's for 2 to 4 players, ages 8+, and it plays in about 10 minutes. So Chupacabra Survive the Night is not like other dice games published by Steve Jackson Games. Instead, this is a game all about stealing other players' dice. There's no press your luck here or anything like that. The player who ends up with all the dice is the winner. So each player starts with 6 identical dice. The die faces are chickens, goats, cows, and scary red eyes representing the chupacabra. All players roll their dice simultaneously, and then they group them into flocks or herds based on what animals came up, placing the like animals together. So all your chickens in one flock, all your goats in a herd, whatever. Players who rolled any chupacabra get a chance to attack the other players in turn order. Chupacabra attack an entire herd or flock at once. So depending on how many chupacabra you have, depends how many dice you can take down. One chupacabra can take down 2 chickens or 1 goat. You need 2 chupacabra to take down a single cow. The dice that were attacked or taken down or killed become part of the attacker's dice pool for the next round. If your chupacabra cannot take down an entire herd, you get nothing. However, there's a balancing mechanism here that if a player rolls eyes on all their dice, they have rolled Chupacabra Loco. Their chupacabra, no matter whether it's 1 die, 2 dice, 4 dice, as long as it's all chupacabra, their chupacabra can take down any flock or herd, no matter how large it is. But they only get to pick 1. So that's the gameplay. Super simple. It's not a press your luck game. It's just a fun way to roll dice, steal some. There's a little bit of strategic thinking if you're playing with more than 2 players, but not a whole lot. And mostly just an easy way to pass 10 minutes. However, there is a cool feature. The dice glow in the dark. Both the animals, which are black on a glow-in-the-dark yellowish-green surface, and the red eyes glow. So hold it out in bright UV light for a couple minutes and then go play in the dark, which is pretty cool. The gameplay moves fast. It's a lot of luck. That makes it easy for younger kids to play. Our 4-year-old can definitely play it, although he needs a little help counting the size of the herd that he can take down, but he certainly has fun playing. We find it to be the most fun with 4 players. All that said, it's fine. It's not a bad game, but it's not a great game either. It is one that leaves our kids getting frustrated on a pretty regular basis because there's nothing you can do to defend your herds and flocks of animals from being taken. It's all based on the luck of what you roll. So, in the end, it's kind of fun. It's great for any time you want a quick activity that fits in with a spooky theme, like at Halloween. We'd give it 2.5 stars. And that's Chupacabra, Survive the Night, in a snap.